Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and your loving kindnesses, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Look upon my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with violent hatred. Guard my soul and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed, for I take refuge in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles.
Have you ever tried to make a perfectly straight line of footprints? It's not as easy as you might think. Most people would tread slow and steady, heads down, focusing intensely on their feet. But whenever someone faces this challenge with eyes downward, those footprints will be crooked. If you walk while staring at your feet, you'll actually have no idea where you're going. Perspective will be lacking because you can't see how you fit into the larger landscape. Genuine focus is missing, since every step treads over the last step's focal point. The only way to make a straight line of footprints is to ignore your feet. Instead, look directly ahead and find a fence post, street sign, or tree in the distance. Then, with your eyes fixed on that target, walk toward it. If you've locked your focus on something other than yourself, the path will be much closer to straight. The same is true in a spiritual sense. If we walk through life concentrating inwardly, we'll miss the bigger picture and likely go off course. But when those of us who are believers focus beyond ourselves, fixing our thoughts on Jesus Christ, we can trust our path will be straight and trustworthy every step of the way.